You're right, they won't, Rodney interrupted him fiercely. They won't beat us at all. What are 15 points? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Come on. Now, make up your minds. We are going to win. I know you're tired. So am I. But let's forget how tired we are. Let's forget everything except that we are going to cut down that lead and win the game. I tell you, we are a better team than Middleton. The will to win, that's all we need. And then tonight, at camp, we can face the gang with heads up. O'Connor glared at the rows of green lockers. If I could only shake off that little guard, Martinelli. Yes, Stearns interrupted him. And if I could only get the jump once in a while on that tall Art Baker. You'll do it, exclaimed Rodney. You'll both do it. And Ed and Bill will stick to Mason and McLaren, stick right to them all the time, he added, shaking his fist. And I'll take care of Greg. Remember Foch, fellows. Remember, victory equals will. And if anybody feels like quitting, who's going to quit? Brown demanded angrily. Nobody, replied O'Connor quickly. You're right, they won't, declared Stearns. Rodney felt a sudden pride in his teammates. No, they would not quit. They would not slow up. It would be altogether a different team in the second half. There was a new look in their eyes. George Berg's fighting players. A shrill whistle sounded in the gymnasium. Let's go, cried Rodney. And crowding close, the George Berg team hurried back to the basketball court, five quick, determined boys in red jerseys. To the surprise of the onlookers, they ran to their positions, and on their toes began to dance about, exercising arms and legs, and shouting words of fierce encouragement to one another.